A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the 14th chapter. Now when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. So I wonder about that first guy, the one who followed Jesus after he had quietly slipped away. I wonder if he'd just heard the stories or had actually seen Jesus' healings and miracles. I wonder what he expected, if he knew of the thousands that would come after him, if he hoped that he too would be healed. I wonder if he expected to be front row witness to the God in the flesh bringing forth life where there never seemed to be enough. I wonder about that woman in the back, the one who merely followed the person in front of her. I wonder what she expected, surrounded by this crowd, not able to see anything, not able to hear anything. I wonder what kept her there, what pulled her toward this place. I wonder what she was waiting for, and I wonder if she realized when she found it. I wonder about the disciples, seeing this crowd forming around them, seeing the tired and the hungry and recognizing they had such little to offer. I wonder what the disciples' hopes were as they began to send the crowd away, desperately wanting someone else to care for them. I wonder how they felt when they realized they held exactly what was needed. I wonder then about Jesus, the God-man whose feet were tired and dirty from travel, whose heart was broken by the death of his cousin, who looked out and saw a crowd just as tired, just as dirty, just as broken as he was, who saw such desperate need, and so moved to his very core, took the meager offering of his disciples and blessed it and broke it and gave it back to them in order that all who were gathered might be fed. And feed the people they did, so much so that the remaining baskets overflowed, so much so that each man, woman, and child ate until they were satisfied, so much so that not a need arose among them, for they were filled in their bodies and healed in their souls, fully content, sitting there on the grass, having received exactly what they needed. I wonder what happens next after one has met Jesus, after one has received their fill, after one has tasted the holy. Because won't they get hungry again? Won't they still feel deep within that gnawing sense that something is missing? Might our man in the front row still be tempted to follow whatever new thing promises him a better life? Might our woman in the back become so preoccupied that she forgets to pay attention to the movement around her? Might we look at sits right in front of us, a measly 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and declare it not enough, and walk toward the next shiny thing that offers us more than we have? Maybe that's the thing about miracles. They just don't happen once. But God gives us moments, time and time again, to remind us who God is and who we are. Namely, that God is a God of unrestrained, compassionate abundance. And we are called to share that with others. So let's be clear. The first miracle is not the multiplying of the loaves and the fishes. The first miracle is the fact that our God is a God of compassion. We don't have a God who sits on a throne high in the heavens. We don't have a God that uses us as playthings in a world of uncertainty. No, we have a God who gets dirty with us, who walks beside us, who, seeing us tired and broken and hungry, is moved so deeply with compassion that God desires nothing more than to meet us in our brokenness and to heal us. Especially during these times of isolation, when we sit at home alone, when we walk through grocery stores unable to see the expressions of our neighbors, when we long for some sense of normalcy or connection, God meets us right here. What if we rested in that for a while? If we rested in the miracle that no matter where we find ourselves, God's very being is moved to comfort us, to surround us, to love us, whether we be in the front row or the back, sitting at our kitchen table or firmly in our lawn chairs, whether we be searching or aimlessly wandering, God can't help but move towards us in mercy and in grace and in love. And then comes the second miracle. God doesn't choose to work alone. You give them something to eat, Jesus says. He didn't single-handedly pass out the food. He didn't rain down manna from heaven. Instead, he took what offering they had, what the disciples had deemed as insignificant, and blessed it and broke it and gave it back to them to feed the crowd. And it was more than enough. More than enough. Maybe if we rested in this miracle, we'd never be wanting. Maybe if we rested in the miracle, we would look at what we have, at who we are, at the lives we've been given, and seeing it blessed by God, would then take those gifts back to serve a hurting and hungry world. Maybe the second miracle is not that 12 baskets were left over, but that we now realize through our offerings, Jesus is made known to the world through each one of us. So, wherever you find yourself, whether you're the first one to follow wherever Jesus leads, the last one who merely tags along to see if this is right for you, or the disciple who feels like your offerings are never enough, whether you are comfortable moving about in the world or not yet ready to leave the safety of your home, know this, the very being of God moves with compassion towards you. And then, as one resting securely in the heart of God, you are called to live in the promise that whatever gifts you have to offer will be blessed and broken for you to shower upon the world that Jesus so deeply loves. Might not look the same as it always has. It might not feel the same. But these miracles are happening time and time again, if only you'd let them. Amen.